In their May issue, Movie Line magazine released its top summer movies to see after Star Wars.
Austin Powers.
American Pie.
Wild Wild West.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Notting Hill.
Which makes us ask the question, why American Pie?
Okay, well, one time at band camp, I stuck a flute.
Is it the getting caught?
Hey, Jimmy. Just wanted to say sweet dreams.
Yeah, yeah. Good night, Mom.
I think he's trying to watch some illegal channels here.
Illegal channels?
This is just a bad reception, honey.
Oh, baby.
What's that?
You know what? Here, just give me this.
Oh,
and let's
God.
Get this.
Yeah.
Oh. How's the matter with this thing here?
The awkward moments.
I want the right time, the right moment, the right place.
It's not a space shuttle launch. It's sex.
The infatuation.
I love you.
Okay.
The desperation.
What exactly does it feel like?
Warm apple pie.
The fascination.
Huh?
We'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
You know, guys, maybe I'm just not good with girls, period.
All that you gotta do is just ask them questions and listen to what they have to say and stuff.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
Here's to the next step.
This bed is on fire with
Universal Pictures presents.
Perhaps you could help me with my studies?
If you ever had a chance with Nadia, this is it.
A story about the moves.
You bad boy!
The madness.
What you drinking?
Scotch.
Single malt?
Aged 18 years. The way I like it.
And the moments in our lives.
Please, God, let this be it.
If you want to hook up with her, tell her you love her. That's how I was duped.
That are as American as apple pie.
Boy, it's been a long time since we've had a little father-son chat.
Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Well, this is the female form. Look at the expression on her face. She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy."
Oh my God. Whoa.
American Pie.
You know, I forgot you've been there and then.
Well,
you know,
I've learned about it in sex ed. So I really don't need you to sit here and talk to me about it.
All right, welcome back to the movies. I am Ted Flint. We are neck deep in the summer movie season. We just did Jaws. We led off with The Matrix and Phantom Menace. The Phantom Menace. I don't want to upset the Star Wars geeks. I cannot believe the amount of hate mail we got. My internet browser is full of pirated viruses now. Not because I looked up whatever the hell Hyde was talking about, but also
Brazilian fart porn.
Yes, that was sure the actual term. Yeah. We said I'm Ted Flint. I'm joined by Jake Voss, Sean Chantez Festman. We have Tammy Dooley joining us as an elder millennial who was there when American Pie came out. This is our movie this week, is American Pie. Back to movies, we discuss movies that maybe some of us haven't seen, or some of us haven't seen in a hot minute, or just revisiting a movie that we thought was amazing. American Pie came out in 1998 when I was 16. Right in my sweet spot. Right in my sweet spot. But before I get there, I got this piece of paper that had been handed to me, actually faxed me, because I'm an old person, from our lawyers. And I'm going to read this verbatim from the Tailgate Society lawyers that you can find. Also, Tailgate Society on Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, not Stitcher. Stitcher's dead. RIP. All right. And the TailgateSociety.com. All right. Got the lawyers piece. I should be crinkling it up right now, but I don't want to crinkle it. It's pristine. From the Tailgate Society lawyers. All views on this podcast are them of the hosts by themselves. If this podcast were to say anything that might be problematic or vulgar or etc., please note that it is their views only. But also, under parody law, this podcast is a parody of an actual podcast, and none of these men and women should be involved in an actual podcast. And by parody law, they are safe from anything they may say that is any endpoint problematic or vulgar, because parody law covers everything, we think. Why the fuck is a lawyer saying we think? All right, fuck. All right. I feel like we're safe. I feel like we're safe.
Yeah, that sounds pretty watertight to me.
It's not in the notes, but also anything that follows, you know, with all due respect and things like that, those in playing devil's advocate, those are just to invite conversation. That's not the way any of us feel. That's okay. Just you know, that's conversation. That's all
it is. Yes. I believe that's also in the lawyer's footnotes. I believe it says, these are all fucking idiots. Please don't sue us. Like, it might be on me. Why does it say, why's my name listed there and no one else's? That's fucking rude. Anyways. All right. If this is the first time we're listening to Back to the Movies, Back to the Movies, like I said, is a podcast where we revisit a movie or watch for the first time. This is American Pie. We were discussing the summer blockbusters, and also it came out 26 years ago. It's 1998. No, 99. 25, right?
99. 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. So anyways, we have the wheel. This wheel that I make every week. I spin the wheel. It's going to, if you've never seen this movie, we're going to spoil it in 90 seconds or less. I will spin the wheel. These people have not seen the wheel yet. This is my new wheel. I made my cardboard, and here it is. As you can see.
What the fuck is that?
What was that?
Come on,
dude.
Man.
Dude. Hitting what are you me. Doing?
Okay. So, okay. I understand you're upset, but it is a pie. And are we mad that the flippy thing is what it is?
I mean, why are we?
All right. I'll get a sock. I'll cover the flippy thing with a sock. Does that make it better? Does it make it better that it's a sausage that I created myself? It's not what it looks like. You guys are just being.
I think I'm going to leave.
All right. So the pie, since we don't have a video, we should really work on videoing this. Anyways, the pie, the spinner is a pie with a homemade appendage that I've now covered with a sock. If it makes it better.
Disturbingly lifelike.
Yeah. Totally makes it way better. Ted's homemade appendage.
All right. All right. Anyways, we're moving on. I don't know why I made it. Decisions were made. It's not covered with a sock. We're gonna spin. And whoever it lands on, we'll spoil this movie in 90 seconds or less. I think that thing is too thick to click, but we're gonna figure it out.
That's what she said.
Christ. All right. Thump, 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 thump. Shit. Tammy!
What? Oh,
Tammy,
God.
That's right. It's landed on your name. You can see
it. Oh, God.
The sock with whatever says. So, Tammy, in 90 seconds or less, spoil the shit out of American Pie number one.
A group of virgins decides they are going to try to get laid by graduation and proceed to ruin the lives of themselves and many others in the process. It all gets very weird. And the last quarter of the movie is a whole bunch of people having sex. I'm out.
I mean, it's certainly not wrong. It's... I had sort of been thinking about this of what if, granted, I didn't know, maybe a sock covered Ted appendage may have landed on my pie wheel. but if it would have landed on me, how I would have described it. And it was going to be, yeah, like three sentences. And it's just, the plot is very simple. It is very...
It's, 14 it's, boys enter a pact to lose their virginity by prom night. That's the IMDb summary.
It's were you in high school? It's your high school years. Oh my God. Got it. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Like
so it, much and so many things happen in between of the
it's gonna be interesting to discuss this because like I said, me and Tammy are elder millennials and Jake and Sean's a millennial. Jake,
I was
are you?
Six. Yes, I'm the very back end of millennial.
Yeah, so like I saw this. In the, all right, what's leading to the first question? So the first question is, what are your earliest memories of this movie? I saw this movie in the theater four times because I kept
tracked so fucking hard.
So because I saw it, I had a so when this came out as an elder, and I don't know about Tammy, but like they like locked down, like they were IDing people. You could not like they were like you could not just go in this movie like. So, like, the first two times we had to, like, sneak in. And the other two times I was over, it, like, it crossed over during my summer, so I turned 16, you know. Or must have been 17. This is, 99 doesn't track to me for an age.
Is R 17? I was 17.
Is 17 and above for R?
17 for R, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, yeah. So, like, I saw it repeated because I saw it the first time and it slayed. like this movie with a crowd slays. But because like they didn't, they saved like a bunch of stuff for like, this is before trailers now. Like they kept shit back. So you like would tell your friends, oh no, we gotta go see it, but I can't tell you why. And like we'll get to, but like things happen in this movie that are bits or problematic or what the fuck is that? And
certainly very problematic parts.
So mostly including Jim, and like you were there for the audience realizing what was gonna happen. Like, oh no, oh no, oh shit. And then like it would just be great. So like I relate this movie too much. We're gonna get into it later, but easy. I really like the second one. I think the second one's better than this one. American Wedding is trash. American Reunion is really fucking good. But like I said, I was 17, so like why would I not relate to these characters, you know? So yeah, so let's go around the board. So we'll go Tammy next. We'll go oldest to youngest. Like Christmas. No, that's the opposite of Christmas. But anyways.
So I was 17, luckily, so I could go see it. I went and saw it the second weekend because the first weekend I did not go see it. And then at school the next week was nothing but dudes quoting this fucking movie at you like all week. So we all went Friday night and saw it and it was fucking crazy. And then it came out. I didn't go see it in the movie theater four times. I think that's intense. But I'm a movie nerd, definitely and... like went and rented it the first weekend. It was out on DVD at Adventureland Video and like watched the shit out of that DVD at every house party for months. Like the whole next year, like, yeah, that movie was everywhere and everyone quoted it all the time. And it was crazy popular and really funny. Like Ted's exactly right. In the theater with a raucous crowd, that movie was funny as hell. Just like everybody yelling and stuff. It was great.
Yeah. Like the pie sequence, which we'll get into more detail. But like when you're in a theater that like, cause I said the previews do not, they don't reveal that at all. So when you're in a theater of 100 people and like they realize when he touches the pie, where it's going
on. Yeah.
It like, you get like that hush and then that like, oh no. And then when they reveal what he's doing, and we're going to get into the, because Amazon only has the unrated version. And there's only like two differences, but the pie fucking sequence is different. And apparently now like it's a Mandela effect for people.
That's what I, yeah. So, sorry, I guess not. That was one thing that I was like, I don't remember that scene being that way. I don't know. I had a lot of like really, not a lot. I had a couple like, that's not exactly how I thought that went because I don't know, because I didn't remember the differences between the two. Plus, I don't know the last time I saw this movie and the first time I saw this movie.
I have not seen this movie sober in about a decade. And but I tell you what, when this thing goes sober, it's a little different.
Yeah, it's as far as the first time, I mean, I think everybody, I mean, if you were coherent and cognizant, you knew it was a movie because there was just like it would have been. So in 99, I would have been 9 years old and it would have been, I was aware of it, but I didn't know. Like,
so did you obviously see a single American Pie in the theater? When did American Wedding come out?
No, I don't think I ever did because it wasn't, I don't know. So it was one of those movies that even to just watch American Pie was, I saw it because once it came out on DVD, somebody had an older sibling that got it or something. And, you know, we watched it all together or something like that. And I don't think I ever ended up seeing any of them in the theaters. I don't know if I would have been meeting age requirements for it. I guess I don't know.
I feel like Wedding was 09, but I'm probably wrong on that. Wedding was late aughts.
Yeah, I think it came out, had a decent little break after two, but I don't think I saw Wedding in theaters. I think I saw it shortly after, like when it came out on DVD.
Two was 01, Wedding was 03.
Really? So it may have been, yeah, shortly after. I think I caught all of those basically on DVD somewhere. Somebody had them at a house and just teenagers hanging out. Just, oh, you know, you got to watch these movies. And so, yeah, watched them then, and then like, but it was, you knew it was out there, and there was.
Well, you two are probably much more super bad, right? Like that's your shit, right? That came out in 05.
Yeah. I mean, that was for sure. There was a lot of things watching it today. I'm just like, oh, Superbad did this part of that. Like, obviously, knowing the timeline of how things go, but like, oh, you touch on these little things that they do hit in this movie and very well. I mean, it is American Pie is phenomenal. Even like you were talking about, Ted, I can only imagine watching it in a theater with a group of people because they build up the jokes and the moments so well, and they don't miss on any of
them. When you go back and like, watch a trailer,
the payoff on all of them is so good. Like,
and the trailer hits so much. I have not watched the original trailer in a hot minute. I don't know if either of you three did, but like it hides. Like it definitely hides the pie fucking part. So like you would hear about it. And
yeah, I didn't actually watch it, but
yeah, that like week at school, but where like only a few dozen people had seen it. Cause like I live in a small enough town, you gotta drive an hour to go to a real theater, like to a big theater to see stuff that just came out. So like it wasn't, everybody didn't see stuff unless like it was really big. And so, yeah, that whole week was just like, there's this scene and I just can't talk about it. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, and it was just all week like that. Like, and then you saw it, you're like, yeah, I can talk about it. Like, how the fuck are you going to explain that to anyone ever? Like,
we're going to go into detail with the pie fucking scene because I have thoughts.
Disturbing, but okay.
No, it's not just we can let Jake tell his thoughts and we can just dive in. We've already got the lawyer thing. We're good. We got the lawyer, the blanket statement.
Yeah, we got the disclaimer.
This movie for me is one of the only movies that falls into the category of having the scenes to be able to do this and also in the time frame to be able to do this. I remember I would almost say vividly. It's not vividly. I explicitly remember parts of this movie because I watched it much earlier probably than I should have. And I did not understand all of the things that were happening in this movie when I watched it.
There's so many jokes in this movie that
explicitly the bedroom on camera scene. I watched that probably when I was like, I don't know when this movie started coming out on TV or something when I was like 8.
How do you even show this movie on TV?
I don't know, but I very explicitly remember that part of the movie. I remember that very much so, always have.
Actually,
obviously now I get it, but
I think I have seen this on TV and I think they CGI a bra on that.
Nadia.
Yeah.
So like there's part of that, but then there's obviously a lot of the movie that I remember parts of, I really don't know when I actually first saw the movie. I would guess, like I said, it was probably earlier than I should have when it was, I don't know if it was a DVD thing or I'm assuming it was on TV and I saw it or whatever, but I mean, I've seen it multiple times since then, regular version, unrated version, whatever. Like you
so,
said, the Amazon one was only the unrated one. So that's what I watched today for this.
Yeah, I tried to find the rated one and then I went and looked and there's only like three things that are different. It's not like the Forgetting Sarah Marshall thing where I'm the only one that did not see the yoga scene because I bought the regular version. But like,
but then there's obviously like, Even not having watched the movie for, I would assume at some point in college, like somebody like popped a DVD in or something and I had watched it or watched a good chunk of it.
Have you seen the second one?
I think I have seen all of them or at least good.
They're all blurred together, you know.
But yeah, they're not movies that I've rewatched.
I'm a big fan of Reunion because they fight Utes. I'm about the reunions to go against the young kids, and
so like I couldn't tell you, like I have not rewatched the later ones for sure. I have not rewatched. I've probably seen two a couple times or like chunks.
I've seen two, probably more than one, maybe not. So the girl asked me recently, like what movie you've seen the most? And I think American Pie is probably a top 10 most watched movie for me. Because from like 16 to 23,
I mean, I guess that's like you said, it's kind of like you're super bad. It's
yeah, from 16 to 23, it probably was on in the background or on with a group of friends, or like, it was just on the back, like, oh, we're gonna watch this because there's nothing else in the DVD collection, you know, or VHS. Real quick, because I want to have some fun. Of the four characters, Kevin, Finch, I want to see this unanimous. I think this is going to be unanimous. I'm excited to see if it's not. Kevin, Finch, Oz, Jim. Who's the worst?
Like,
just like, no, don't overthink person? It. Yeah.
Like, worst.
I have my vote.
Kevin?
Yeah, I think Kevin's the answer here.
Kevin's pretty bad. Kevin's pretty damn bad.
It's Kevin.
Finch isn't terribly far behind.
No, but like, Finch is the best. What do we shit on Finch is for? The best.
I didn't think Finch was the best until this last rewatch, but he's yeah.
Yeah, the whole Finch thing. I had not, like, I would agree. I had not watched attentively enough to like understand what his character was doing for the most of the movie.
The older you get, the more you're like, yeah, Finch had it figured out, man. He's drinking his fucking nice coffee. He's drinking bourbon. He just is just fucking around.
18-year-old scotch.
We're
gonna get to that point. You're getting ahead.
Yeah, I went to school with a lot of pricks like that. They're not good people. Like,
what? Sound like a goddamn jock to me.
No, Kevin, though, for like what 90% of the movie is just
Kevin cements himself. Kevin is pushing the whole thing.
Look, man, he had to flee out of Chicago under the witness protection because he had to get out from Henry Rowan Gardner's name, and he had to find a new life in Michigan. Okay.
Also, apparently, that guy sucks ass in real life too. But anyway,
well, it makes sense. He's a rock band. He's
playing himself. Got it.
Anyways, so Kevin, convinces his friends to do this whole thing. When, since Sean already said, with all due respect, covers us here. Of all due respect, he has the easiest path to getting laid if he just is a good person. Just be nice to Vicky. Treat her well. Don't be a dick. Don't complain that you got a blowjob. Like, it's going to happen, buddy. Well, just play out the string. It's going to happen. Like,
and it's even what Vicky's best friend, or, you know, what is Jessica
whichever, best character. Jessica, best character in the movie.
Even just straight up tells him, just like, just tell her you love her and she'll give it up. That's how I got tricked into my first one. And he just right. went with
it's already all great. It's already all you care about. Like,
yeah.
Like,
so that's where you gotta cut Kevin some slack. He could have baited.
That's like the one that is like what? The one redeeming, like,
the man got a blowjob and walked away complaining.
Publicly. Well, like,
look, nobody's perfect, okay? I don't know what you want from me.
To Tess's point, he didn't just tell her he loved her just to get laid, like, right away. But that's other fair. than that, yeah, he sucks.
So the bar is the floor. He had to step over and not trip.
Yeah,
so
no, I'm not saying it's a super high bar.
So yeah, I mean, the jury's out on men. The bar is on the floor for 2,000 yeah, years.
We're all Team Bear. All right.
Hey, I would just like to point out that according to my research, which is this movie, I just think that the bar, like, we have taken the bar up at least one notch since.
Is Kevin below or below Sherman?
No, Sherman's worse. Fucking lion sack shit.
Sherman is, yeah.
And he pisses himself, so it works out. He also is a kleptomaniac and Can't Hardly Wait.
Also,
I'd love to have been here.
How it's never going to take that long for that to come out that he was lying to everybody about having sex.
No, absolutely not.
No,
that was ridiculous. Big school. But anyway,
all right.
There were a few plot holes here, like
yeah, just a few.
Tiny bit. All right, real quick, while we're discussing the blowjob scene, we've made it whatever minute we're in the podcast. Stifler hasn't come up. Sean William Scott,
dude.
Besides Eugene Levy. Is the fucking MVP of this fucking movie. The reason I hate American Wedding so much is they made Stifler too dumb. Too dumb. Like, he's a loyal friend. He comes back from reunion. And Oz Trucker's not in American Wedding because he thought he was too big of a star. He was doing rollerball at that time.
Was that after rollerball? He thought he was
during rollerball. During it,
I blacked rollerball out of my brain.
I love rollerball.
So, anyways,
Stifler. I might watch it tomorrow.
John Williams Scott got paid $8K for this movie. He was still working. It was his first role.
Holy shit, he was still
working at the zoo after this thing filmed. He did not realize how big of a fucking star he was going to be.
I hate that he made 8K, but...
So... Dude, I'm an American Pie Tribune nerd. I know that's for a fact. Anyways,
Stifler... I'm not double-checking that.
Stifler. Easily, besides Mary Michelle and Eugene Levy, he has, like, the most, like... He bats, like, a thousand in this movie. There's so many, like...
He doesn't miss. The suck me beautiful
when he shouts it out. Just... Sharon,
oh my god,
what the fuck are you doing here? You know, goes to the
he's perfect for that. I mean, and he plays that character.
He walks up to the door and the band people are there, and he's like, "Party? What party?" And the guy like hugs him, drunk as shit.
He drinks the beer.
He drinks the beer and just goes, "Weird." And just like closes the door. But he plays Stifler, or basically plays Stifler for forever.
Well, he's not Stifler in Goon.
Goon's great.
No, he does eventually find some ground that is outside of Stifler, but like freaking the rundown, he's still basically, I mean, he's a little bit outside of Stifler.
Road trip.
Duke's a hazard. No, I mean I'm beyond that even. Role models, he's
dude, I will go to bat for role models.
I don't dislike it. I'm just saying like it's amazing how, and he like gradually evolved away from it. But
I don't understand why he's not in more stuff. If I see something that has Sean William Scott in, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking watch that. Like, I'm ticket sold.
If I had to guess, he's one of those people where he just decided he didn't want to do that.
So he did the third season of Lethal Weapon on TV, which I watched because the little lead was a piece of shit. And then he's in some show on Fox for a season where he's a priest. Like it's like a from the office people and whatever. But I don't know what the fuck he's up to now.
He did Goon, Last Enforcer, Super Troopers 2, Bloodline, Lethal Weapon, Already Gone, Welcome to
That One,
Latch.
Yeah.
And then The Wrath of Becky.
But yeah, so my favorite part for Stifler in this movie is to circle back to the Kevin part, is he gets that girl to the bedroom and she's like, So I was watching this with the girlfriend, and she's like, just text me, no, 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 no. I knew exactly where she was at. Like, he's like, he's trading the cup with the hand. Yep. She's taking
they
the just cup.
They stop.
But his hit when he takes a drink, he like looks at the door, he looks at the cup, he looks at the bed, he looks back at the door, and that like 30 seconds is so. He's like processing what
he's giving the whole, you know, like sucking his teeth, just going, the fuck, you know, it's and the facial expression and everything he does right there is perfect.
And then, of course, Kevin being Kevin's like, how's the pale ale, Stifler?
Yeah.
Just a complete fuck you. Like, just fuck off, Kevin. You know, but yeah, Sean William Scott. There's so many MVPs in this movie, man. Like the whole party scene's great. MILF is kind of from this movie.
Like,
was that popularized by the movie?
I'm guessing it wasn't created by the movie, but
it was internet stuff before that. But it, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
it popularized it.
Mainstreamed it more than anything. And...
Yeah, I made a note of that. Like for me, it would have been like, oh, this is probably the first time I ever would have, like timeline wise, it would have been the first thing for me.
Not to mention that is freaking, what was it right now? John Cho. John Cho is the MILF guy from Harold and Kumar and numerous.
He's Kumar, right?
No, he's Harold. He's Harold.
Shit.
He's also.
I guessed. I'm not a Harold and Kumar person.
Oh, he's yeah, also in, he's in Star Trek. He is
I'm watching.
Okay, either way. pretty big fucking known actor now.
Yeah, definitely.
And like, he was the MILF guy, and he's in all four of them.
God, he's in a lot of stuff.
He's definitely in the second one, and I swear to God, he's probably.
Oh, really? He continued? I didn't realize he was.
Yeah, he pisses on Stifler in the second one. Am I the only one that's seen the second one? Enough to know that
he's an American Way.
I have not seen the second one in a long time. So Stifler,
it's better than the first one.
I've never rewatched him, dude.
The second one is a summer movie. It's romantic. I will go to fucking bat for it. It's better than the first one. And Stifler gets peed on.
That's probably why I watched it once, but I'll rewatch it.
Because the second one's all about Jim turning down Nadia because he realized he loves Michelle.
Yeah.
And he super glues his hand to his dick.
I remember that part.
I do remember that being a thing.
And the whole lesbians fucking with them, which is so fucking great. Because, like, my favorite part, real quick, my favorite part of that part is like when the dad's at the birthday party and he has like the walkie talkie, dad's busy as he's listening to the
Anyways, yeah, if I remember right, his dad gets even like better in.
Oh, dude, yeah. All right. And again, the second one's so much funny. They come to visit Jim at college, and things are not great. Anyways, back to this movie. Kevin's a piece of shit. So they make a vow to lose their virginity. No longer will our dicks become flaccid and unused, because fuck Kevin. Love Oz doing the my tiger foo is better than your tiger foo.
Yep.
You know, and
honestly, that was the thing that redeemed that part of like that scene of the movie, like faking the terrible dubbing of a movie,
because
like him Kevin standing on the chair and like giving the speech is like Jesus Christ, man.
You mentioned like as a high schooler who drank too much, I just sitting there hungover looking at your friends screaming at me like, man, no, can we just not like, no. I just
go get the car, we're going home,
dude. I drank a bottle of Grape Pucker last night, can we just not have this conversation right this fucking moment, like just my shit's gonna be purple for 3 days. All right. Can we just pass? All right. Sorry. Favorite quote.
Do you remember Purple Passion?
Of course I do.
That shit used to fuck me up so bad.
Oh, and God. And Aftershock, you can eat the candy in the bottle. Yeah. These fucking guys, they don't understand what late 90s or 2000s, what we drank and we put in our bodies. All right.
I'm like partially blue 40, probably, just based off of all of those.
Just
drinks.
A Mad Dog 2020 in a paper bag.
You,
in a
you know,
field.
UV blue existed, right?
Not quite yet, though.
But yeah, saying, I mean, when I was coming around, UV blue.
Yeah, and you're also 20 years old.
Very popular.
We all dabbled in a little empty 2020. We all had some Boone's Farm. We all, you know, puked on Halloween over chugging a bottle of UV blue. You know, it's not.
Or pink.
It's choose anyway. Your fighter. It's.
So
I just remember Hypnotic exists. Sorry.
Incredible Hulks for everybody.
I still literally physically gag because my hometown bar, they do Doc McGillicuddy's, and like, nope. Yeah. Anyways,
that was, yeah, well, not to dive too far, I guess there's no real good way to make a cherry bomb anymore because cherry bombs are just fucking gross and they're cough syrup. But yeah, back in the day, I used to make them with UV cherry and cherry pucker, and other bars would make them with cherry Dr. McGillicuddy's, and it's just,
nope.
Yeah, really pick your poison here. It's just, all of it's awful.
Much
like Kevin.
McGillicuddy's and Red Bull.
Kevin has met Chris Hansen. What is everyone's favorite quote from the movie? I got numerous. I'll let you guys go first.
I mean, honestly, it's say my name, bitch. That's what it is.
Yeah, say my name, bitch.
That was the one I quoted.
I completely forgot about that. Just, and it's so quick. Just say my name, bitch.
Her being Michelle and being Lily from How You Met Your Mother is just such a fucking change. It's annoying. Also, she decided that she likes sandwiches.
I am.
Which is good because she's just kidding.
It does kind of annoy me. She likes sandwiches, yeah.
So she's, anyways.
It does kind of annoy me how, like, just really odd they make the character of Michelle, like, completely, or like try to make her. I don't know. It's like, you don't have to make her completely, I don't know, whatever they did with her for most of the movie. And then at the
nerdy?
End, it's like, well, I don't know. Sure. Like,
she used me.
Yeah, exactly.
She used me.
And at the end, she
cool. Like,
she does. I stuck a fork in my pussy.
I love how, like, I'm holding up that my and dad. Then, I'm like, don't use two condoms until they break. Like,
the whole, the you know.
So you gotta remember when this was, because she was Willow at this point. Like, and you had to get completely away from Willow. And was she that's, did it.
Yeah. Like, I'd like to know when those hit. When did Buffy start?
Like, Buffy, 97?
No, I think it's.
That's,
I think,
my guess.
I don't think it was 97.
I think it's maybe a little before that.
I think it's after, because season two is when they fought the principal, and that's when Columbine happened. I think Buffy's after.
Holy shit. I love your brain.
Oh my God.
97 when Buffy started.
Yeah. All right. Fuck off, everyone. All right.
Tammy's dead on.
But yeah, she's Willow.
Bad Willow. Sorry.
Not bad Willow. Yeah, that was season five.
I mean, you Tara throw... died. You throw a for sure the say my name bitch,
or the flute in my pussy, like that part
stuck the a flute.
Well,
in my
even
pussy. Yeah,
even like, just the lead up, I guess that sticks forever is the you know, this one time at band camp.
Yeah,
just
yeah. That one is probably the most popular, or like and, most like iconic.
The one that got
argue
me
that
the one that got me today. Just rewatching it is when they just when they call old Casey Affleck when Kevin calls his brother.
I want to know how that works. What the fuck is that man doing in this movie?
And he gives
who did he owe a favor to?
But yeah, and you know he's just asking about just how to get laid. And there's just it's just the smallest little one-off that they obviously for some reason to them threw in there where just the guy off camera goes, what's good here? And it's spicy tuna ham roll. And he goes, well, how do you do that? And he goes, don't worry about that. Like it's a fucking move. And just well,
you don't
now
know
I'm
move?
Intrigued. Yeah, now I'm intrigued. Duds, have I not been doing the spicy tuna ham roll? Like
speaking of problematic, Casey Affleck.
Dude, for real.
I think when we already mentioned it, my favorite quote from the movie that probably made me laugh the hardest was Stifler and the suck me beautiful.
Suck me beautiful?
Like that Stifler. Honestly was
Stifler.
Because I had
even when Oz dropped it in the car, I had to stop the movie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look for you guys in no fucking section.
when Oz dropped it in the car and then followed it up with, "Well, my friends call me Nova." I was like, "This isn't a real movie. This is not the movie I used to watch. What is going on here?"
I buried my face in my hands for that scene. The sex talk. Part of the video thing broadcasting over the internet.
Apparently, the Jim's dad sex talk was completely improv. And if you watch it, you can see Jason Biggs
like,
breaking
oh,
at least one.
Yeah, that's why they look like they're dying. Okay,
so
got it.
Hard to yeah, not fucking.
I believe the term is shaved. Oh, it's like an underwater flower. Look at the detail here.
Yeah, it's. I mean, Jason Biggs just.
Eugene
yeah,
Levy's great,
he's
man.
He's turned away, staring at the ceiling with almost the biggest grin you can get without fully laughing. You can tell, like, his insides are just cramping up, trying to not bust out laughing. And yeah, it's just.
I wonder how many takes that took.
Like, I have no idea. Like,
they probably also, did a couple more than that one, but that one was.
Yeah.
Also, if you're really like. A person that's near me, like you should look in and see how tall the walls in Biggs's Jim's bedroom are because like they're like 25 feet tall because the soundstage and there's no ceiling and they just keep going. But yeah, Eugene Levy, awesome. Tammy, do you have like a favorite low key quote?
I mean, honestly, it's probably the this time, you know, this one time at Bandcamp, because that was like the second most quoted thing that I ever did after that movie.
Oh,
like,
that was, I mean, for
fucking everywhere, like, for and it's not really low key, but like, I don't know, you could swing this one time at Bandcamp into so many different fucking jokes, and we did for like a decade, like, yeah.
Well, and I guess part of that too, like for me, was, you know, this came out 9 years before I graduated high school. So like, there was still, you know, when we were in high school, there were people dropping this one time at band. Oh yeah. This one time at band camp, blah, blah, blah. And that's where you could kind of differentiate the people who had seen American Pie and who hadn't, because people be like, what are you talking about? What does that mean? What's going on there? And just like,
I do want to say, oh, there was a distinct change in high schools after that movie. Like, there was a point where all the normies learned that the band kids were freaks, and it was that movie.
Yeah.
Like parties got way more fun that spring.
My sons are going to be kicked out band immediately.
Yes. I mean, this, like,
well, don't let them join theater, Ted. I'll tell you
this one.
There's nothing good.
This one time at band camp, definitely, like, that was still a thing for, like, it's, I don't know that it is still a thing, but it was still a thing for me all the way through school. Like, that never went away.
Yeah.
All good. Oh, we're forgetting the we'll just tell mom we ate it all, which is just
so, tell her we ate it all.
With the pie just sitting there destroyed, just on the table.
So the difference between the two versions was he wasn't on the island. All right,
let me tell my quote, and then we'll dive into that. My fair quote, in which last night I may have been into some things that aren't alcohol while I was watching, was, it's all going to shit at prom, and Finch walks up to Kevin and he's like, hey buddy, at least I learned how to shit in school. I like just I just fucking like, just like, just kill me. All right, game face on, let's discuss pie fucking. Not one that kink shame. If you want to fuck a pie,
McDonald's or homemade?
Are we trying to burn our dick off? Why are you sticking your dick in a fucking McDonald's pie? You're gonna lose it.
Fire my dick.
And just fucking put a lighter to it. Fucking save yourself some time. All right. So in the theater, the theatrical version, he's in the corner, the pie's in his hand, and he's pumping it.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
On the unrated version, he's on the counter.
He's on the island fucking the pie.
Just, yeah.
It's going to shock all three of you that I have put too much thought in this today about
damn it, Ted.
Which one I would do.
What?
I have to know the reason.
Sure you want to continue this statement?
Jim, I'm just saying, Jim.
Are you sure you want to continue this statement?
We're already here.
All right, have fun.
All right. Are you all meeting? Okay, that's fine. I'm not saying me, I'm just saying in general.
You literally did say you. You said fine. What I
I'm
would
not
do.
Fucking a pie, all right? Okay. I'm not fucking a pie.
All right,
what But if I were, this is like when OJ wrote the If I Did It book.
If I did it.
Put that on my gravestone. I'm not fucking a pie. Maybe blueberry.
You build 1,000 bridges, but you fuck one pie, and what do people talk about?
It's like, I'm not fucking blueberry. Never mind.
I thought it was funny because then it would stain everything. Anyway.
Never mind. Go ahead.
It would look like you fucked a Smurf. An adult sized Smurf, obviously.
It's not a blue waffle joke. Never mind.
Oh, dear God. All right. Game face on. So, the unrated version, he's on the island fucking the pie. Regular version, he's in the corner. How do you get on top of the pie? Like, it just, the mechanics seem very, very not fun. Where if you're in the corner,
is this why planking happened?
Okay, probably. Oh, wait, we're still in the weeds. Right. But in the corner,
maybe not directly.
Hear me out here.
He was just planking on the pie on the island.
God damn it! Hear me out. In the corner, you push the pie towards yourself as opposed to pushing yourself into the pie. I feel like you're just gonna like hurt yourself. Push into a 2-inch pie tin.
Say, I feel like self-injury is what you're going at here. Yeah, and
but if you're in the corner, you can angle the pie crust at such a thing that like it won't hurt yourself. I'm just saying, pushing down into a pie crust on a countertop might break or rug burn or whatever hurt yourself. Or in the corner, you can angle the pie crust in such a way that it does not hurt yourself. I'm sorry that I'm built this way. I'm so fucking sorry.
Glad that you can break down the logistics of pie fucking.
Right. That's
I'm not wrong.
I could give a counter argument, but I don't want
You're not wrong. No.
You're not.
But there that doesn't make what you're thinking about justified or like need to happen.
The thing with the countertop angle to like you're kind of getting into like soaking territory there, right?
Yeah, but you're throwing at a fucking 9-degree angle. Like, how are you not like hurting yourself?
The biggest issue in all of this that needs to be addressed is it's not a flat crusted pie top, it's a lattice top.
And oh, God.
It's going to be too much pastry, and it's going to be a goddamn problem.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
Why did I know that Ted was somehow?
I'm just saying.
Gonna bring this pie fucking conversation
I'm just
around
saying,
to be a problem.
Gun to my head. Someone says, I'm going to shoot you. You fuck this pie. I'm doing it in the corner.
Shoot me. What are you talking about?
This is the closest I've ever been to becoming a criminal. That would be the most fun thing to do I have ever thought of in my entire life.
Just shoot me.
I'm going to go buy 35 Marie Callender's pies out of the freezer section.
This is going to be a string of dead bodies of their fucking flaccid
Tammy's,
and
Tammy's now
going to
be the pie bandit or some shit.
They're going to find piles of bones buried out underneath sagebrush.
Next to a pot.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Goodness gracious.
Okay. Okay. Anyways, stand up pie fucking. Anyways, I was going to tell mom we ate it all. All right. All right. So, guys and Tammy, which part hasn't aged the most? Well.
The most well
the video like oh my God
oh the internet oh streaming video
yeah
for sure
okay here's where I've got that whole thing happened, the whole school saw it. Okay, problematic. Instead of doing anything about it, all of the adults just send her home.
Yeah, they're like you get to leave back. Now
just get on a plane, you're the fuck out of here. And then just are like, well, that happened.
Nothing happens to Jim.
Yeah, like school board's fine with their email system being used this way. Everybody's cool. It's all fine.
Yeah,
let's go to prom.
It's so bad.
I do appreciate that, like it's all redeemed in the end, right? Like whatever, but I don't know if I could be as nice as she was. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for whatever, however much that can even be redeemed, right? Like, it's just so bad.
I also appreciate like how resilient he was after that, because you would not catch my ass at school. Nope.
Absolutely not.
Kevin, hey, wait, right away.
And guess what? I'm getting my GED next week. See
that's definitely one of those things that turns into one of those like turn of the century time capsule moments, because it's obviously before cell phones and all of that shit, because if that's ever happening post 2005, like at least one of those friends is calling you and going, hey, there's 400 people watching this, dude. Don't fucking go in there.
It's pre like everyone having a cell phone. Right?
Yeah.
Cause like, Kevin's brother has the cell phone, but like, obviously it's very early on for anybody having
only people out of high school had cell phones at that point. Like there were very few kids.
So speaking of what Sean said, more proof that Kevin's a piece of shit. He should have ran and stopped him. Like he should have went and like, hey, Jim, you're on everywhere. I need to get to you and fix this. Like,
honestly, when he ran over to watch it and she picked up the magazine, that's where it should have been like, oh, we got to go. Like,
we got to stop this.
Well, I mean, the whole thing should have never happened.
And also very much true. Like, because I think it's even Stifler drops the, well, if you don't have the balls to take pictures of her naked in your room, how are you ever going to sleep with her?
Oh, God. Yeah. And Finch drops.
Oh, my God, man.
I hate the man, but a man's got a point. You know, and then like, Viggo Mortensen breaking his foot moment is me when I watch this movie and I point out how fucking hot it is when Jim's running to their house and you can see like the heat waves behind him and he literally got a heat stroke filming that scene because it's fucking hot as balls. Like Tim referenced, the only person that gets in trouble in this is Nadia, and she gets in trouble because her host family sees it and she has to go home.
Basically just, yeah, they're like embarrassed. She's like, they're like, nope, you have to leave now. It's like,
also, what kind of interconnection is 1998 rolling with this fucking video that's going out across hundreds of people? Like, okay, I couldn't
point. Were in like a suburb with nice houses, so they people had, I don't know, cable internet at that point. But other people did.
Blink 182 had it in the garage or wherever the fuck they were
with the monkey.
Yeah, also, the whole part. Also, I did not know that was Blink 182 until someone.
Really?
Wait.
That was the best part of the.
When I watched it, I knew it was Blink-182. Before tonight, when I watched, I did not know that was Blink-182.
Okay.
As soon as I saw it tonight, I knew it was.
This Blink-182. Was height of their popularity. Like,
yeah. No, I was like, oh, that makes total sense. Like, I was like, oh, that's Blink-182. Yeah, that makes sense.
This was one that watching it back today, like just going through the movie, I'm just like, oh man, this is like obviously sort of a nostalgia and. Because I am who I am, but I'm like, this is like an all-time movie soundtrack. Like
I
drove to Des Moines the other day and I listened to this one, the second one back to back. They're good.
I definitely had this one in my big ass CD case. Like it was in the rotation.
I have all four. Yeah. Like
it rivals the Out Cold soundtrack, and I don't say that lightly.
That one, oh man,
that one that it costs
that and can't bucks. Hardly wait.
But it can't hardly wait. It's great, you know. Also, Cruel Intentions, killer soundtrack. Oof. I have not watched that movie in 20 years.
I rewatched it a few years ago, and it is absolutely fucking awful.
Does Ryan Philippine still get ran over by a car at the end?
Yes. Spoiler and everybody's alert. Still
well, I've never hot, seen it, but... so I guess now I know.
Yeah. Oh, dude, there is a lesbian kissing scene in this movie that is like required watching for every male in this country.
It is a lot of fucking saliva.
Every person, really. Yeah.
Selma Blair. Anyways, and Buffy. But anyway, so like Jim goes over to his own house, does not stop all this non-consensual bullshit. But blows his wad twice. And in a theater, when he blows it the second time.
Not again.
It slays. Like everyone's already like, because it happens, we all laugh. And then it was like the build-up was like, I can reload. I'm good. I can got this. And then
turns me on.
And then like
and everybody's music, like cheering for him, like it's a fucking football game. Like, yeah, man, you got this shit. Like,
and the music like builds back up, you know. And also in 98, none of these fuckers can see shit on that goddamn video, but sure, whatever, have at it, Jim. But maybe stop your best friend from fucking a person on the internet. Like just
there weren't internet laws then.
Either way, just save me.
Yeah, but I mean, that's also
they're all cheering him wash and cheering him on. What do you mean?
Because it is the like he does the little strip tease and he throws his shirt. In his head, he's still got the camera covered, but it slips off, and now he's hyper focused on blowing Nadia, two wads. Yeah.
Not again.
And here's the thing, like,
so fun.
I'm gonna toss this out before we move on from the super problematic part. If that shit's not on video, him strip teasing and doing all that shit for her is super cute and super like great for whatever building a relationship.
But the fact that he's all
chair part,
The chair parts maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Also, back in the 90s, I liked Jason Biggs. I watched Loser. I watched Saving Silverman. I have not seen it recently. Sorry, Tez.
That's fine. I haven't either. You also seen Wayne's World.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think it's popular enough for this podcast, so I'm just going to watch that in my free time.
Wayne's World? Yeah, nobody's ever heard of it.
Oh my God, dude.
That little indie 90s, World. 80s movie, Wayne's
also
World?
Well,
because of your shit, we'll probably watch Wayne's World for this podcast at some point.
You're going to have to, because it's a way more popular movie than Ted thinks it is.
Like, yes, Jesus, obviously. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, I've seen my replies when like it gets posted. I haven't seen it. All I remember from one of those movies is that T-1000 shows up. I think it's the second one.
Yes.
Robert Patrick. Anyways, so I lost my train of thought. Is there any gifts from this movie that you guys use at all?
I don't think so.
I don't think necessarily. So, like,
I use quotes.
Yeah, there's quotes for sure. When Stifler does the in the hallway when he's wearing that fucking green shirt and he does the talking about how Finch is gonna learn to shit in school today or whatever.
All right, we're gonna talk about that real quick. I'm gonna
hijack when he does that, like as soon as that popped up, I'm just like, oh yeah, there's a popular gift from this. And then he just does the whole like back and forth and I'm like, nope, there's nothing in there. I don't know. I guess I don't know what I was thinking about, but I feel like I've
so
seen Finch, him in that green shirt having a conversation 100 times, but
so Finch can't shit at school. This is before searchable internet. We all saw this in the theaters, me and my group of friends.
Wayne's World made $70 million less than American Pie.
Okay, Sean.
15 years before.
Watch the movie that's not near as popular as fucking Austin Powers, the same actor. That's fine.
Wow.
Yikes.
Just because it was earlier doesn't mean it was not more popular. Know, it's the same level of popularity, my friend.
Do
you know how much $184 million?
Right, I'm going to describe why I'm not. I've never seen Wayne's World. It came out in 92, right?
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. We don't need
to. Yeah, sure. Go ahead and give us the logic behind that.
Anyway, I was 10. I've seen it,
but you haven't. And yeah, it's fun.
I was 10.
I was like 8. I did have a way older sister, and that's why I watched
Jake
it.
Jake wasn't born.
Like, still.
Jake
I was -1, motherfucker, and I've seen it.
Fine, I'm a piece of shit. All right, anyways, back
to Finch. You're not a piece of shit. Your logic just sucks. Watch the goddamn movie.
Well, I won't watch it till we get on the schedule.
Fine.
Fair. I've got it in the list.
I know you do. I'm just giving Jake shit. Anyways, so I will watch it soon. I promise. Just so I can make old man Tom High get off me.
I need to rewatch it, but anyway.
So Finch. All right, I'm going to ask you guys right now. Did anyone watch this movie with captions?
No.
I don't believe I did.
Is Finch shit brick or shit break?
Shit break.
Shit break.
Shit break.
Are you guys gonna make me go look at fucking Amazon Prime?
Shit
break. I'm telling you right now, we fought in high school.
Shit break.
Before you could search
that's
shit.
What, yeah, that's what Stifler
we would have shit link. We would have break. He sounds like he's saying shit brick. I was always seeing shit brick when we fought. We would have lengthy conversations about what
break.
His name.
It is
break. I know it's fucking break, but it doesn't sound like they're saying break.
It sounds like shit break to me.
I think we should let the sage minds at AR15.com settle this on the Archon boards.
AR15. Those seem like a tapio we want to hang out with. Hang on.
Those people
I do actually love those people in case they want to fucking murder me.
So they all think it's break. But I disagree because I am positive that those captions said brick. And shit break doesn't make any fucking sense.
I had the captions on right now.
You can't
now.
Shit at school. You have to take a shit break.
It's 100% shit break. I know it is, but it doesn't sound like what they're saying.
So I will give you this. I think in the first half of the movie...
He has to take a shit break. That's why he leaves.
I think there is one or two it comes across as shit brick.
They all do.
No, but there's a few of them that are enunciated well enough from Stifler that are for sure shit break.
He has to leave and go home and shit break. That's why
I'm fascinated how much this is discussed on the internet.
Especially,
I understand that at the end of the movie, Jake, but I hate it.
It is very clear in the final scene. It's shit break when Stifler walks in on his mom and him.
Also, I kind of wish there was, I don't even know what more I wanted out of that scene, but I wish there was more of that.
Yeah.
I could have used another hilarious. Like 3 or 4 minutes of the girls talking about how hot he is while he was trying to hold in a shit. Like that,
you know what he says? Is he packing? I don't know. He shares his trunks on. No, of course. Yeah. I mean,
see, and again, Kevin, not that bad of a dude. He realized he fucked up, but they had to pack to get laid. So he backed up and he tried to wingman.
Just to be clear, I said of the four. So who are you putting above Kevin?
Yeah, yeah.
Well.
Below Kevin.
Well.
I mean, Oz isn't great, but Oz means well-ish.
Yeah, Oz is trying to figure himself out.
Everybody's still just trying to fuck somebody.
I do love... Also, like, one of my low-key parts is when Oz is talking to... Hang on. It's right now. It says shit brick right here! I just fucking saw it on Amazon!
I don't care. It said shit brick!
Call Jeff Bezos. Take it up with him. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Captions are wrong all the time. You ever turn closed captions on a YouTube video?
Have you seen shit brick lately? You just fucking saw it.
Break, buddy.
I know you're right, but the captions.
I need to know how this worked prior to high school.
What worked?
Did his mom come get him?
Okay. Have we all? Did all four of us shit in high school in a bathroom?
Yes.
I lived way too far away from home to be fucking.
Yeah, I was never. There's no way I was ever going home to shit all the time.
Yeah, I played football. I spent fucking 12 hours a day at the high school. Are you kidding me?
I never had a problem with.
I was on the wrestling team. Our shitter had no door, and you could like your knees are hanging out. you'd be peeking your head out talking to other people in the wrestling room.
I had
an entire locker room.
The wrestling coach had one rule. It was no pooping in the pee or no peeing in the pooper. And I remember one day I walked in and I was like, "Hey, buddy, there's no pee in the pooper." And he's like, "I'm not peeing." I'm like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, anyways, I mean, that's just like a wrestling locker room in general.
Anyways, yeah. Finch is shit break, even though it does not sound like it. I had no idea where we were at when we started this.
I don't know, you did it.
I know I did it. All right, let's talk about Oz and what is Choir Chicks? Jessica is fucking
calm down.
Heather. I'm going to say something of all due respect. We have the lawyers here. Do we think Oz and Heather had sex, or do you think he covered that they didn't? Me and Frank Group also discussed this. We don't think he did.
No.
All right, Tammy.
I'm positive they did. You don't sit in that chair on his lap like that.
I mean, I agree with the sitting in the chair thing is dumb, but like, why would you just be like, nope, didn't happen?
He doesn't say that. He says, we're not going to talk about it.
Right.
I think it
leads me to believe that he's learned his lesson about like being shitty and is just like, we're good.
Like, I think he maybe didn't have the greatest experience.
Oh my God.
But things, you know, she was accepting.
Trying to fuck on an air mattress? Jesus fuck.
As a guy who slept on an air mattress at UNI for a year, yikes.
Hang on.
All right. But it is, you don't grab an Adirondack chair from the back of the dock and scoot it all the way to the front of the
and
dock.
Crawl over cuddle, it. Like each cuddle. Of you crawl over the top of it to sit in it at the end of
well,
the dock.
Well, no, see, it's not even, you don't have to crawl over it. The more awkward part is you both stand in front of it as you waddle down the dock with it. And then you sit there and just go, oh, what a nice morning.
The visual.
And they have one blanket between them, right?
One, so, yeah.
With no clothes on. So everything's just flopping.
So naked chair guy is following her down the dock.
Yeah, also, if you look at how they're sitting in the chair, the towel is wrapped around her, under her, then wrapped around him. It's like a fucking S. Like, they're both under that blanket, but also in the blanket.
That shit's sticky. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, there's fluid.
God, we're gonna get canceled.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it was like if they did, there's like a not ridiculous, unclassy way to like say that you did, and that's why I was like, him just straight up saying like no or whatever. I don't know what he's exactly.
No, wink, wink.
Whatever he said. It was like he could have just said like, yeah, we had a great night, and not like downplayed or whatever if they did. But I don't know. I guess it could be either way. It doesn't really matter. The better part of it is the fucking them like you get wrapped up in the chair at the end of the dock that they somehow got there, which is
literally like ridiculous. 2 inches of fucking clearance on each side of the chair.
Like they had to like step around the side of onto the chair one at a time, or
yeah, there's no graceful way to do it. No, it's just
Mina Savant. No, it's not Mina Savant.
But what a wonderful morning for them. You know, I'm sure just seeing the sunrise,
and then somehow they're still together in the second one. Oz does not show up in the third one, and they're not together in reunion, but yet they end up together at the end of the reunion, if I remember right. All right.
Oh, you've never gotten back with an ex. Lucky you.
No,
praise be with you.
I only make good decisions. anyways, what's about Stifler's mom?
Yes, let's, because she's hot as hell in this movie. Like,
ridiculous. My god, I did not realize how attractive Jennifer Coolidge was in this movie. Also, about 3 years ago, the TikTok started hurting me about how she's younger than me. She's 37, I believe, when this fucking thing came out.
Oh, that's brutal.
Oh, I'm sure Jake can fact check us on that, but I'm pretty sure she's in 37. Super attractive.
Yeah.
I like my scotch age 18. Such a fucking hotline. And Finch is just like eating it up. Of course he is.
He would have been 38 in 99.
It doesn't make it any better. It starts with 3.
37,
okay.
38 in there somewhere.
The whole part's so fucking great. I went back and looked like where she threw her cigarette at. I'm like, I think there's a fireplace. You know, like
there's a tiny fireplace back there.
She just tosses it behind her back. Also, of the places I want to lose my virginity, I think on top of a pool table might be like one of the most like awkward and worst places. Like the whole thing's gonna move and rug burn, and maybe that's me overthinking it. But also,
I don't know if it's gonna move if it's a nice pool table, but there's not much cushion going on.
I guess.
You've never moved a pool table, have you?
They're heavy.
An actual pool table. That motherfucker ain't move. They don't move for shit.
All right.
Can but we
consider the possibility of bent over the pool table?
You think Finch?
That
not
could
the
work.
Way her,
but I don't think that's what happened.
Feet were
I don't
knocking
think
out fucking jars.
She definitely pushed him down and.
Fair enough.
All right, okay, we're gonna get. All right, we need to move on from that conversation. Anyways, yeah, is there one knows her from the later movies or Legally Blonde or White Lotus or all the other things, and they forget. She was fucking hot in this fucking movie. It caught me off guard. It definitely caught me off guard. Because I'm like, I in my head, she's the White Lotus woman.
This time watching it, I understand
or understood every like 17-year-old boy's reaction to every blonde mom for like the 2 months after that. Like it all made sense this time. Then I was like, what? Like, meh, whatever. Like older. No. It makes total sense. Like,
All right. We definitely skipped over the whole part about how Kevin went down on Vicky with an unlocked door.
Yeah, no lock on the door.
On like a Saturday or Sunday afternoon. Like that is some balls. Well, he brought the book.
Yeah, the book somehow was the more egregious part.
Somehow got the book underneath the bed.
Yeah, that
flips the book open to consult consulting the knowledge of the book for the tongue tornado.
Yeah, that's the wildest part of all of it. I did some things in high school with some people where we didn't have locks on the doors, and you gotta be spry, man. It's you hear that doorknob turn, you gotta move. Like it's
all right.
Okay. Honestly, she should have gave it up after the tongue tornado. I'm just saying. Like,
if you get a
17-year-old boy to do that shit, holy fuck.
I'm just gonna say this out loud. I'm gonna say with all due respect, I'm gonna do all the tongues, whatever, the crossing T's for legality. Kevin does not deserve to touch Tara Reid looking like that because Kevin's a piece of shit.
Yeah, Terry.
It's
big fan of Terry.
It's guys like
was
it? I need to phrase this correctly. It's guys like Kevin that make that Tara Reid look like Sharknado Tara Reid.
Like five or six of dudes like Kevin. It's Sharknado. Like
God bless her.
I do love.
She'll always have a spot in my heart with her.
I do love like
five phenomenal blockbuster Sharknado movies
and Van Wilder.
But it's guys like
that.
Was
she hotter in this or Van Wilder? Because I think it was Van Wilder.
Van Wilder.
I couldn't get past Van Wilder with the bulldog nutting in the donuts. I'm like, I'm out.
It's Van Wilder.
Van Wilder is my American Pie. I watched that movie 800,000 times. Like, yeah.
So real quick, lost my train of thought.
There's a definite for me. There's a definite window for Tara Reid, and it's like Van Wilder through. I'd have to look at.
Oh no, I was gonna say. So it's hilarious to me. Like the older we get, when we're on high school or whenever these youths watch it, and then it was always like Nadia or Vicky or whatever, and now we're like, they all ignore Jessica, Natasha Lyonne. I'm like, she's right there. She's cool as shit. She's
very cool. Yep.
She's going to be a great hang. Obviously, she's sexually liberated. Like, and they're all like, nah, man, fuck that shit.
They also like down. They don't make her like they don't make her like stand out sexually or like attractively or whatever in the movie.
She's unavailable in that movie. And it's probably because she's not straight and they weren't discussing shit like that at that point. I mean,
true.
Right, yeah.
I love when she tells Finch, she's like, you're not going to have sex with me, Finch. You
know? But she's like a very attractive person, is what I was saying, and they don't make her character to be that. Like, she's just supposed to be...
Because she had curly hair and was a little bit thick, and so, therefore, she was not hot. See Tara Reid and...
Yeah, Tara Reid needs about
every other movie that was made around 2000, yeah.
Is there any famous actors in a small role?
The Blink-182 one is the one that sold it for me.
I don't know, sort of the
Blink-182. I was poking around the IMDb a little bit. I think they said like Travis Barker's actually credited as a character. Like, I don't think his name's ever mentioned. Like, so maybe that
he is. I mean, they're all maybe.
And not necessarily an actor, like it pops up as part of like the cast, that's the featured cast, like right at the bottom. Like certainly not an actor by any means. I think she's been in a couple things, but like Christina Milian's in it as I think it just says a band member.
Is she How I Met Your Mother's mom? Who's that?
Christina Milian was just a teenage pop singer. Yeah.
Okay.
She was just a teenage pop singer around, you know, I think really kind of made it big in like 2002, 2001. Shortly after, but definitely not a actor. Like I said, I think she did some small roles here and there. But other than that, I didn't.
Yeah, I remember that name. Yeah, she's listed as a, I think she's the chorus. Band, whatever. Yeah. I recognize that name. I didn't realize that was her.
Okay. So before we empty the notebook, what is everyone's favorite part of the movie?
Man.
There's some good parts. This movie's tough. Like,
I think the hardest part for me about this movie, rewatching it, is I don't know if there was a multiple like minute part, like segment of this movie where I didn't like put my head in my hands or shake my head at it.
Yeah, I mean, it's got laughs and reactions from you either way, almost nonstop. It's not even necessarily like the whole webcam thing with Nadia, but it is when Jim's walking back into the school the next morning and just everybody's laughing and pointing and like doing stuff like that. Like it is just nonstop little moments like that, and they tie it all together really well. It's tough to pick one because, like I said, it's stuff like that where you have Heather asking Oz to prom and Oz walks back to that huddle and Sean William Scott's just humping air nonstop.
Hit that high note!
Fire
chick! Yeah, that's so bad, man. But not bad, like, inappropriate. Like, it's something your friends would do. Like, you'd be like, this girl who I like me out, and you walk back and your friend's just being a prick to you.
Yeah.
And then they gotta go explain to her, oh, I'm sorry, my friend's just a piece of shit. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, he means well, but also piece of shit.
Yeah, if I had to really dial it into one, it maybe is that sex talk with Jim and his dad. Just because it is just, it's so, even then and even now, just unhinged the way just Eugene Levy's just perfect in everything he does. His delivery is phenomenal. And he's just dropping these little lines just and doing the open to the center. You see what they're doing here? It's and just.
Or the whole croissant, the croissant thing with the flour. Just make sure you put it on. Make sure it's fine.
It's tight.
Careful. Yeah, be careful when you put on the corsage.
I think mine's the boutonniere scene, which is kind of a really sweet, great follow-up for him blowing it twice on the video, right?
And then not again
second sex talk, and instead you get this really like sweet moment where he realized that his dad is really only trying to help. And yeah,
I love the part where he's like, oh, that was a great day, and he's like
he's smiling. Skipping down the hallway to that fucking Len song.
What do you think?
I think my favorite part of the whole thing, if I'm gonna actually find something that's not more than just like 15 seconds at a time, was the end when he wakes, and it's before when he wakes up, but Jim and Michelle have sex, and then Jim wakes up. What's
my name, bitch?
Well, yeah, I mean, it includes the say my name, bitch. It includes the before they even do that, I stuck a flute in my pussy. Like all of those things, like through each other, and then he wakes up and it's the blow up whale or whatever that's next to him, and he's like, oh my god, I got used. I got used. That's awesome, or whatever he says, and it's just like. That whole thing where it kind of like flips on its head, like you finally get the, like it flips on its head. It's like, she knew the whole time. She was basically what, you know,
he
was looking for.
She brings to Connor. She's like, I don't care what you're blowing it to.
Open sexually. She wanted to just have sex.
Okay.
Like, that was like,
I'm going to toss this out. All due respect, lawyer coverage.
Oh, boy.
Had Michelle had sex before that point? Or is she like, this is a yes, I don't want to get it. That's my question. Like, I see both sides.
She has the statement outside of the flute in pussy thing. She says like that's what like band camp was sex education.
Or yeah,
like,
half
she
of
has that line.
So my part will forever be. So I'm a big physical comedy person. Is Stifler drinking the cup, looking at the cup, looking at the door, looking at the bed. And like you can just see his brain, like just like, shit, fuck him, fuck them,
so
shit. Like it's like he's like trying like not like, did he? No, and like in the unrated version, which you all saw, they use egg whites in that cup, and it is so creamy.
It's gross. Yeah, it's gross. But even I guess. Sort of the bridge between what Jake was saying and what you're saying is when he does, when they cut to the after party at Stifler's place, when he's by,
he looks at the cup,
he goes to drink,
it's a great
and he takes a look while Jim is telling the story about him drinking the cup. And yeah, he takes a look and he just also kind of side eyes around and he's just like, is this going to happen again? Like what's, I got to keep my eyes out. Yeah. It's a good callback. It's a great callback.
Like they really like, this is the podcast. Feel free to leave. So there's three sequels at this point. There's American Pie 2, American Wedding, American Reunion. They really make by the fourth one, they make Stifler like a well-rounded person of the friend group. Which is shocking to me. Like in the second one, he gets invited to the house because they need another person to pay money for it. Third one, he's in the wedding because Oz is gone and they need another groomsman. But by the fourth one, he's just the asshole friend that you need in your life that has nothing to lose. It's going to be like, they're going to be there. Maybe I only need those asshole friends that have nothing to lose, but
I don't know. I haven't.
Am I your asshole friend? They have the
no, I just don't remember the fucking movies at all. So
you should fix that. It's $14 on Amazon for the Blu-rays. It's a physical copy thing. All right, empty the notebook. Any notebooks? Any quotes?
Oh yeah, how many things does
Oz actually do?
He's in lacrosse. He's in football. He's in choir.
He's the star lacrosse player.
Plays football.
He plays football, which is like a different season, so okay, whatever. He joins the chorus, the band, whatever. And then apparently he also like closes down his dad's sub shop that his dad manages. That was when I made the note. I was like, how many fucking things does this guy do? Like,
and Heather.
I was friends with these kids in high school. They did all of that shit. It was wild. Like,
I mean, I know that there's people that do that or did that and whatever. It was just like, man, like be a kid a little bit maybe too. I don't know.
I don't know. Too much travel ball to do.
The other thing is we were all playing like less stuff. Does that make sense? Like there wasn't like if you were playing AAU, you were really good at that point. It wasn't like your parents were paying. It was like you actually got an invitation from a group of coaches. Like
right,
that was... Yeah,
it actually used to be invite leagues, not pay to play leagues.
Yeah,
I have just from the opening scene, just no kids, nobody will ever know what trying to find bad reception porn is like ever again in our lifetime.
Scrambled channels.
It's just where it's sort of coming in because you've tuned into channel 34 and a half.
Also, I think back on that. How much therapy is Jim going to need from this movie alone?
Well,
his mom kisses him while he's watching porn. He blows his wad twice over the internet for his entire school.
I think Michelle can do undo a whole lot of that.
Can I?
I think she reverses a lot of that.
Well, we don't know that, probably insecurity.
Like, I will say, I think the fact that this is would have been 1999, if you're talking about something that's broadcast over the internet in 1999, it's not like automatically recorded somewhere at that point.
Oh, right? That makes it better.
Well, I mean, it's not like people can't just go look somewhere. It up and rewatch it, at least, hopefully, anyway.
It wasn't like on fucking YouTube.
That's what I mean. Like, anytime now when you're live streaming something at this point over the internet, it's now probably you've set up a server. Recorded.
Suddenly real concerned about the dick appendage fucking wheel that I made.
I mean, internet. I mean, technically, it's going to be on my computer until I delete it, yeah.
If you don't feel like defending it in court, maybe don't put it online. That's how you need to operate.
Can you imagine me in front of a judge being like, no, it's actually a sausage and a big fucking wheel. Presses right wheel. Made to look like a pie. It'll be okay. Also, I love the part as an older person now being like, what the fuck? That she's happy that she got sent home when they're video chatting in this fucking movie. Like, they're like chatting and she's like, oh, no, it's Czechoslovakia, it's Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia.
Thank you. It's happy here. I'm good here. It's content.
Yeah, I don't think any of that logically makes much
sense. Just to make us feel better about everything else, you know. Like I said, you guys all should watch number two. I don't think we have another movie. Is Independence Day next? I feel like it might be by the time that drops. I feel like ID4 is our next one.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so next I'm excited about that movie. We don't know about the sequel.
Yeah, in order for it to drop when it needs to, that should be our next one, I believe.
Yeah. So, wait till Sean gets back. But like this makes this movie like. As Tammy said, for us at a certain age is very integral to our upbringing, which is weird. But also, like, it spawns so many fucked up movies like Tomcats or Eurotrip or Road Trip or... I've never seen Tomcats since the theater, and I want that movie very drunk, but I feel like that's Jerry O'Connell just being a worst person alive, Tammy? Is that what that movie's about?
Basically, yeah.
And Chandler,
I only watched that at like house parties on tape.
And Chandler Elizabeth is also on that. She's also a professional poker. Before we say goodbye, who is Natasha Lyonne, the best person out, best career since this movie? Or are you going to say Sean William Scott?
I think it's Natasha Lyonne.
Or Eugene Levy. Eugene Levy.
I think it's Eugene Levy.
Probably Eugene Levy, yeah.
He got an Oscar for something, right?
No, he's in About Schmidt. Not About Schmidt. Schitt's Creek.
Yeah,
I think it's probably him.
I think Natasha Lyonne has more career left to go. Like, I think she's going to be the winner in the end.
I love me some Allison Hannigan because of How I Met Your Mother, but
they're on the dock. That's like an inch of spot on that chair. Anyway, all right. Watch American Pie 2. It's better than American Pie 1. American Reunion is good. American Wedding is not canon. It's Oz is not in it. And it made Stifler stupid. So he ate cat shit in that movie or dog shit. No. So next time, Independence Day 4, we're here for it. I'm Ted Flint, Jake Voss, Sean Chantez, Tammy Dooley joined us tonight. God damn it. Guys, I know this is a running joke. I wrote down what I was going to say goodnight to everybody in the car. And I obviously cannot go to my car right now to get the saying. The t-shirts are printed upstairs in the attic. It's a really good saying. It's fucking great. It's not as good as We Ate It All. Maybe next time a President Bartlett and I have a good speech about this go.
Was Suck Me Beautiful included?
Yes.
Suck Me Beautiful.
Suck Me Beautiful or Wait, I Can Reload.
Wait, I Can Reload would have worked for Independence Day. Just saying.
There we go.
Randy Quaid sure pulled a fucking gym in that sucker. One shot. Let's go. Anyways, till next time, guys. Sammy, everyone listening, please don't sue us. Please don't cancel us. Our lawyers have us covered. We're a parody. Take care, guys.
All right, peace out. See ya.